The United States Army is holding an Islamic chaplain who ministered to terror suspects being held in Guantanamo Bay, the naval base in Cuba. The chaplain is named Captain James J. Yee. He is a Chinese-American, a graduate of West Point, and a convert to Islam. He reportedly spent time in Syria before reenlisting in the Army and being dispatched to Guantanamo. And when we say reportedly, we are referring to the reporting of Eric Lichtblau, who was covering the story for the New York Times and joins us now. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Why was this man arrested? What about his behavior brought him to the attention of the authorities?
There's not a lot the military is saying at this point as to why exactly he was detained. The suspicion from people we've talked to in law enforcement is that he had indicated loyalties to some of the prisoners at Guantanamo that went beyond just normal ministering in the role of a chaplain. And so far, the most suspicious thing that's come out, at least publicly, is that at the time he was detained in Florida after leaving Guantanamo, there were documents in his possession that appeared to be sketches or diagrams of some of the prisoner facilities at Guantanamo.
When you say detained, where's he being held?
He was detained in Florida and was then moved to the brig in South Carolina, which, coincidentally or not, is also where the three people who have been declared enemy combatants are also being held.
Do you know the names off the top of your head of those three guys?
Sure. Padilla, Hamdi, and...
This is Jose Padilla.
Jose Padilla, Hamdi, and Almari, I think, was the third one.
This is a man who was detained in Pakistan, Jose Padilla.
Right.
And the other two were detained where?
Hamdi was the one who was detained in fighting in Afghanistan and then later turned out to be a U.S. citizen. As I say, that may or may not be relevant. We know that those guys are also in South Carolina, where Yee is. The military has all sorts of options for prosecuting him, essentially in-house through a court-martial, and indications are that they might not have to go through the enemy combatant procedure. The military is saying that he has not actually been charged, although there have been some conflicting reports about that. The military is saying flat out he has not been charged with anything. He's in confinement and he's under investigation.
Mr. Lichtblau, the most striking fact that came to our attention as we looked at your story here was that this man had spent time in Syria. What do you know about that?
I think that is an issue that's going to get some attention. The fact that he had traveled back to Syria, obviously a hot spot for terrorism, and then had been an army chaplain who was ministering to Islamic prisoners, I think is going to raise some questions about whether the military did enough vetting of someone like this, and did they know enough about what his activities in the Middle East were.
Do you know any more about Captain Yee's background other than that he went to Syria? Anything that seems relevant here?
We know he grew up in New Jersey, and he graduated from West Point. He served on active duty as an air defense artillery officer. He then left the Army, went to Syria, and then came back to the U.S. and reentered the Army as a chaplain.
Eric Lichtblau is covering this story for the New York Times, and we just want to repeat again that Captain Yee has not yet been charged, although he is being detained by the United States Army in Florida. Mr. Lichtblau, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.